Hello, everyone, and welcome here on Patchwork Heart Radio. This is Radio for the Catholic Heart. You're listening to an episode of Young Catholics Respond. I'm your host, Bill Snyder, and it's great to be with you. I hope you had a wonderful Advent. Advent here is wrapping up in just a couple of days. It is December 20th, 2014, and of course that means that the end of the year is wrapping up as well as we enter into a brand new year, 2015, and this Christmas season. I thought I might take a moment to maybe share with you a little bit about what it means to draw close to the infant child of Christ. During this Advent season, we may or may not believe it, but we probably spend our time and money in a worthwhile way. Think about it. We tolerate long lines, big crowds, an abundance of junk email in our inboxes. In an effort to find something special for the ones that we love, we go to great lengths to purchase things or do things that show our affection. We also spend some time probably donating to the poor, the hungry, the lonely, both our time and our talent and our treasure. Because we recognize that we need to bring joy into the world. And yes, our schedules become increasingly hectic. If you're anything like me, you are flying from thing to thing, getting shopping done, going to work, and you have a bunch of other responsibilities. But if this is the pinnacle of the season, to be with our family and friends and show our appreciation to our family and friends, and also to serve the poor, then believe it or not, we're still missing something. We're still missing something because even the secular world encourages us at this time to go out and buy things and show our appreciation to the ones we love. And our church believes strongly that we must go out and serve the poor and hungry and lonely as these days grow darker and colder. But we still miss something if we don't adore Christ. If we don't adore Christ and leave the manger unattended at this time of year, we're missing something that is so profound and so great. I like to think of it in this manner. The three kings, or the magi, who adored Christ, were busy rulers. They had an entire kingdom to look after. And instead of staying in their kingdom and protecting their treasure and serving their people, and they had a million needs to tend to, I'm sure, they traveled hundreds of miles to go see and adore Jesus Christ. Think about that. They didn't send an emissary. They didn't send somebody to go greet them or mail a gift card. They actually left the comfort of their kingdom and all their worldly riches behind and traveled personally to prostrate themselves before Jesus. The Magi realize that the sacrifice Christ made to take on human flesh is greater than any sacrifice that they can offer or make. Christ alone is worthy of their praise and worship. And they go and show it. They follow a star. They risk everything. And they adore Jesus Christ. Why? Why do they risk everything? Because they realize that this is God incarnate. It's the incarnation. It's the moment that changes the world. A good friend of mine, a Franciscan brother, reminds me all the time. He says, "What is the most important moment in human history?" It's the incarnation, because it sets in motion the plan of salvation. And if we miss this moment by not adoring Christ, by not standing by the manger at this Christmas season, then we miss the entire message that God is trying to send us at this time of year. Be with your family and friends. Yes, it's important. It's very important that we enjoy those special moments, create new memories, laugh, and enjoy the season. It's also very important that we serve the poor, that we help those in need. But it's not as important as adoring this little infant Jesus Christ. You know why? Scripture says it. When we read Philippians and St. Paul's letter to Philippians, why it's so important to adore Jesus Christ. He says, "Have among yourselves the same attitude that is also yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God something to be grasped. Rather, he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, coming in human likeness, and found in human appearance. He humbled himself, becoming obedient to death, even on a cross. Because of this, God greatly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bend, of those in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." St. Paul in Philippians, yes, that was Philippians chapter 2, beginning with verse 5 through 11. And I want you to understand the gravity of that scripture. Jesus Christ loved us so much that he humbled himself to become an infant and set in motion the plan of salvation, which was eventually to die on the cross. And St. Paul recognizes it. St. Paul understands this. Because at the end of this scripture, verses 10 and 11, it's all about adoration. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bend, of those in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the Father. This is what Christmas is about. It's about adoring Christ because he is coming to save us. He is Emmanuel. That is God with us. There is nothing more important than God being with us at this time of year. As Catholics, we have a very special way to adore Christ. In the Gospel of John, Jesus promises. He says, "I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you." And Jesus remains with us physically in the sacrament of the Eucharist. And he is also present in a very special way in all of his sacraments. And so therefore we must take the time to go to Mass, to celebrate the sacrament of reconciliation. This prepares us for Christmas. The sacrament of reconciliation prepares us for Christmas. If you haven't been to confession this Advent season and there's only a few days left, go. There are plenty of priests that you can pull over in a church at this time of year and say, "Hey, Father, will you hear my confession?" Because it's preparing us. It's preparing us to experience Christ and his second coming. Advent, we watch and wait and look and hope and know that Christ is returning. So, we are watching and waiting for that. And Christmas helps us remind us that that second coming will come. So approach Bethlehem this year. Follow in the footsteps of the wise men and follow the stirring in your heart this season to adore Jesus Christ. Leave your busy kingdom and enter the stable-turned sanctuary. This is all too real, and we must praise our God who has chosen to dwell with us. This is all so real. It is all so inspiring, and it is amazing. It is amazing to know that if we take the time to live a sacramental lifestyle, we will come to know in a deeper way that this helpless baby born in a stable, in the poorest of poor situations, is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Let us then go to the manger and adore him. May you have a blessed Christmas and a very happy new year. Until next time, thanks so much for listening. I'm your host, Bill Snyder. Keep beating to your Catholic heart.